You're listening to SBS News.
Born in Taiwan, Effie Wong says she is excited to become an Australian citizen. It was all made official at a ceremony in Canberra.
Australia is a wonderful country. The environment is great, everyone's friendly, and the opportunity here is great. Like working-wise or raising a family, it's a very good place.
Also at the citizenship ceremony is 29-year-old Chin Man Lim, who was born in Malaysia.
I thought it's a very laid-back, relaxing country when I first came to study. I really enjoyed the coffee. Fantastic coffee compared to Malaysia.
People from more than 140 nations attended ceremonies held over 24 hours for Australian Citizenship Day. The idea was implemented in 2001, the year of the centenary of Federation, following a recommendation for a special day to celebrate Australian citizenship. September the 17th was chosen as the day, as it recognises the legislation that gave rise to the idea of Australian citizenship under the then-named Nationality and Citizenship Act of 1948. In 1973, on September the 7th, it was renamed the Australian Citizenship Act. In the first year of the Act, nearly 2,500 people became citizens from just over 35 different nationalities. The top five nationalities at the time were Italian, Polish, Greek, German, and Yugoslav. Since then, over 6 million people have been granted Australian citizenship by conferral, including 165,000 people in the 12 months to June. The top five countries of birth these days are New Zealand, India, the UK, Philippines, and Vietnam. British subjects residence in Australia for the 5 years prior to January the 26th, 1949, were automatically made Australian citizens. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders were also granted Australian citizenship at that time, but the citizenship law excluded them from voting until 1962. The citizenship law previously excluded migrants from non-European countries due to the White Australia policy. In 1957, the law was amended to include non-European migrants, but only if they had been an Australian resident for 15 years. Since it was passed, the Nationality and Citizenship Act 1948 has been amended more than 30 times, reflecting changing attitudes towards immigration. New Zealander Alan Lee is among another 15 new Australians who attended a ceremony in the city of Coffs Harbour in New South Wales. As an SBS news journalist, he has covered the Citizenship Day for the past few years. But Mr. Lee says he still found this ceremony to be emotionally moving.
It was handled beautifully here in Coffs Harbour. The mayor was there and our local MP. The mayor handled it. It was very, very friendly, but we did all the formalities properly. We were made to feel very welcome and we were made to feel it was a very special day.
To mark the special day, Mr. Lee wore a necklace with a precious stone referred by Maori and New Zealanders called the Punamu or Green Stone. He says he regards the owner of citizenship with great respect.
Here is a bunch of people who we're all signing up to become Australian citizens. And yes, that brings enormous benefits because we are Australian citizens, but it also brings responsibilities to the nation, to our neighbours, to our environment.
Mr. Lee says he already has his first task lined up now that he is an Australian citizen.
The first thing I'm going to do is register to vote. I've been here for 11 years and not been able to take part in the democratic process, and I shall be registering to vote in the next day or so.
The citizenship ceremonies come amid mass protests attended by neo-Nazis, where rally speakers and organisers have used language promoting to hate, single out and target certain groups, while also spreading misinformation about migration levels. In the aftermath of the protest, Liberal Senator Jacinta Napiimpa-Price's remarks on Indian migrants resulted in her being demoted in the party, a week after she claimed Labour was bringing Indian migrants into Australia to boost its electoral chances. She later distanced herself from the comments, but insisted she would continue to be vocal about what she called the mass migration problem. Last week, Australia's special envoy to combat Islamophobia, Aftab Malik, also delivered a long-awaited report that found Islamophobia is a persistent problem in Australia that has never been fully addressed. Speaking to SBS Arabic at an event held by the Australian Syrian Business Network, Immigration and Citizenship Minister Tony Burke says multiculturalism is something that should be celebrated.
I'll have one message for every new citizen, and that's to say to them, welcome home. We are grateful that they chose Australia, and welcome home.
Governor General Sam Mostyn told SBS Chinese that she also has a message for Australia's newest citizens.
Love that moment. Be present and know that what you're doing is making an extraordinary step and a commitment to this country, and that as an Australian who has the ultimate honour of conferring citizenship, it makes me feel more Australian as we welcome people from all over the world in moments like this.
Wing Kwang, SBS News.